never will I stand. In their mansion, six accounts they examine, with all that money, ignoring famine.
We never give in. Rise from the ashes to the skies. The phoenix is now in flight. We all have hope from your demise. See the world with these bright new eyes. Rise from the ashes to the skies. The phoenix is now in flight.
It is the sound of Soma Rising and Peaceful Protest here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM, which is a track from their upcoming album, I believe.
Not quite, actually. That one's one of the EP ones. It's just free, online, to download and listen to whenever you want. You
can have it immediately.
And right, this very second.
And where can people get their hands on it?
If you check out our SoundCloud, which is soundcloud.com/SomaRising, or even our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/SomaRising, you'll find it on either one of those. Just Google the word SomaRising and be entertained by whatever comes up.
Indeed. Do we know when the album is going to be available?
This is the big question. At the moment, we're really banking on it being done by September, because at this point, we'll be able to when me and Mike actually, yeah, touch wood. Definitely.
Touch wood. Everyone touch wood.
We're a superstitious lot.
If you're near wood, you must touch it. We need
yes. Come on, radio listeners. With your help, we can get this done.
Touch some form of wood, and then maybe our superstition will take us all the way to victory. But yeah, the album should be finished and out for you to listen to by September. We're actually going to be releasing it free online on just a donation basis, because we are so in love with people just hearing our stuff as opposed to actually paying for it and giving us all the money for it.
Okay. Where is it that you're recording it?
A collection of places, actually. We've got Cardtrick Studio we're going for at the moment. There's a guy called Elliot Thornhill that we're going to be recording with, and also Dave.
Dave the God.
Dave is the Oracle.
And the
Dave
creative is the Oracle music studio.
Creative yes. music studios. I can't just say the name Dave.
It's on a road, like, sort of in a bit of an awkward place, but it's great. Well, we love creative studios.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Outside ball.
Is it the A12?
A128.
A128, there you
great
go.
Great place for rehearsals and recording, and we love you, Dave.
Yeah.
For the record, we all here at Phoenix FM love Dave too.
Yes. Everybody's experienced a bit of the Dave.
Dave can hear this. He's not magic. Listening to the station right now, but he hears everything.
Omniscience.
Right. Well, the good news of that is that he's now going to hear this track as well. What song are you going to do for us next?
We're going to play a bit of an insane one. It's called Brandon's Song. What we'll be doing for this is, at the very end, chanting like mad. And I hope you all enjoy it.
Sing along.
Sing
wherever
along,
you are. It's
your
so
cars,
easy.
In the you, bathroom.
And bottom
so,
down.
On the top of the Eiffel Tower, wherever you may be.
You ready, guys?
Take it away. Soma Rising here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM.
1, 2, 3, 4. Can you tell me your name? Can you tell me where you're from? Can you tell me where you're going? Can you tell me where you're going? Could you give me the time? Could you come for a life? Could you give me validation for the self-sacrifice? All I want to know. Should I stay or should I go? Is there a shameful secret sunset with you? All I wanna see is I won't rest to see. Passion strikes like a silent thunderstorm. And I'll take you way down south to escape the breeze. You'll smile and see yourself, you're in love and free.
She was an amazing beauty. It was nothing more than a standard smoker. A couple of drinks, a few beers, gave you paper, took away fizz. It was a one night stand which lasted years. Her affection made you change your ways, gave you hope for the fall.
She gone till we turn off the light, till we run out of time. Cause it's your love when we argue, when we and we fight. All I wanna know, should I stay or should I go? Since I've become a love song with you, all I wanna see is our ecstasy. But now the passion is so loud we just can't breathe. And that's
gone and over, we're no longer drunk and she's sober. Tonight's disappeared, we've had our fun now. Time to face the brutal come down. Try to communicate, but how? You turn your back and the darkness came. Was it me or were we both to blame? Was it all a dream or was something lost? Should we hold on or is it best to go?
Get lost, please stop.
My life was over before I was even born. My family in two pieces, torn. Grew up learning respect from a mother, a lonely child to no sister or brother. Imagine your life, mine's quite the other. Lack of affection, cause dad didn't use protection. Mum degrading herself for a male's attention. Working the streets to make ends meet. I tried to live, but life's got me beat.
Spot on for a change.
For a Celtic song, yeah. That's surprising.
Right. I'm currently just checking. Yes, it looks like the desk has survived and we're still on air. Right.
Again, surprising.
Yeah.
Right. We best give you some round of applause then. Yes, until we've got the room and the budget for a proper studio audience, Rob, we're going to have to resort to clapping ourselves. That was Soma Rising here on Kerbals on Phoenix FM, and that track was entitled Brandon's Song.
And that song will be on the album. That's one that we dearly love, cherish, and you will hear that one.
You clearly enjoy playing that far too much for it not to be on the album.
Yeah.
Yes, I was slightly worried that I too was about to become possessed any second towards the end of that. And well, excellent. Is it named after any Brandon in particular?
Oh yes,
yes.
Oh
yes. Yes. Yes, yes, it is.
So much.
Of ours. He's a dad. He had a kid. He's had some experiences, and although the song wasn't at first named after Brandon, it fit the profile so very, very well that we decided to add a few bits in and make it just Brandon's song.
Well, there we have it, Brandon. If you're out there. Well done, what on earth have you created?
He lives in the woods at the moment.
Right.
No word of a lie, he is currently living in some trees.
Righto, I don't know if you can get internet, access in the woods yet. This being the modern age, you never know, you might be able to. Some mobile company is going to boast about their 3G being available in forests sometime soon, I'm sure.
I hear that Apple do well with trees.
Sorry, apparently, yes.
I'm sorry.
Let's be fair, we were all searching for the pun. Robbie just got there first.
Cuts deep, guys. I hear he has a BlackBerry too, but... And our fan count is at 3 on the Facebook now, which is weird.
Mum and Dad, if you're listening, please come save me. Right. So...
We've just got a giggling Sam in the corner here. This is his role within the band.
Don't start it again.
It has happened, actually. It's happened on many occasions where we finished a gig and then we just sort of looked at each other as we're packing away and then we just started chanting that end part. And then we put our gear back together and played that entire last section once again, just shouting at the audience.
And it's, they enjoy it, honest.
No, we enjoy it. It's very self-indulgent.
Yeah, what was the audience's reaction to that?
Well, it's varied.
It's very varied.
No two gigs are the same. I think we can safely say that.
That's not a bad thing.
Keeps it fresh.
Indeed.
Very exciting.
Well, there's keeping it fresh, and there's starting to pack your equipment away, only to start unpacking it, and then starting playing another part of a song.
It was like an encore that was never asked for.
And it wasn't even new material. Play that same song, okay? That same song.
Just that last bit of that same song.
Right. Well, we're going to try and take your minds off that song now and on to something else. What track would you like us to play next?
I think we decided on, was it Akala?
Yours and My Children.
By Akala. Now, this is one, I assume in the previous songs, you were listening to Andrew's words quite heavily. Now, Akala is one where you've got to kind of pay attention to all of the words, but this man is the poet of our generation. He says things that have hit me really deep. I think Andrew can speak the best on behalf of Akala at the moment. Andrew, what would you like to say about him?
Yeah, he's a dude. He's really, like... cheers, man. He speaks politically and he speaks about things that are real. And when I was growing up listening to rap, I found myself surrounded by lots of violence and it was almost criminals. Criminals were just writing rap because they could. And this guy was just sort of in the darkness somewhere and I found him, listened to all of his material. And he sends a really good message really, really well. And
it's a positive message as opposed to anything
positive
else.
For
one thing, he's one of the only rappers I've ever heard live who I could understand every single word of what he was saying, even in a crowd of at least 1,000 people.
It's because the words are what's actually the meaning behind it all, as opposed to when you go to some artists, and I mean, it's sort of that extra little rhythm that's going on there. He's sort of like, he might be rapping in order to enhance the sound of the drums or to add that sort of rhythmic effect.
There's a lot going on.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, and which kind of track are we going to hear?
Hip-hoppy rap.
What's the name of the song that you want us to play by Akala?
Yours and Mine Children.
Yours and My Children, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it might be Mine as opposed to My.
Here we go.
That's right.
Yo. Right here, dangerous idea. If we did this, then we couldn't feel fear. There's no fear, there's no control. If there's no control, someone's gotta let go. They said I shouldn't say too much, they might delete me. Realize I don't really care about TV. Keep your rewards, your applause, I'm easy. All I can do in this life is just be me. Pilger can say it, so can Naomi Klein. It's free speech for them, that's fine. Young black rappers should utter the same words. Utterly absurd, not an insane nerd. Even the fact I call myself black. Social conditioning, and that's a fact. The idea of racism has no factual basis. It was made just to serve races, to justify doing to some what couldn't be done to others, but they're all of our sons. Black or white, all of our sons. Muslim, Christian, all of our sons. Look up in the sky, that's all of our sons. Last time I checked, we only had one. So if some were superior, others inferior, based on exterior, well then surely the sun would know and fall into line. It would rain on your crops and not mine. Air we prefer to inhabit your lungs. Food we prefer the taste of your tongue. If that's not the case, then nature's declared. Despite what we say, the world's in fact fair. Kids in Iraq, yours are my children. Kids in Iran, yours are my children. Afghanistan, yours are my children. Even Sudan, yours are my children. Kids in Brazil, yours are my children. Police drive by the favela and just kill them. Kids in Brazil, yours are my children. Police drive by the favela and just kill them. I'm reaped without sowing, whatever's growing, never ever slowing, turn days to dark nights, that back still bent from the weight of our life. Look what I spent and gents is half price, cause he's bent over the soul machine half his life. Don't matter that we don't pull it if we don't care that our bread's buttered with the bullets. Our cars choke on blood, limbs in a diamond tip, rings go rotten, something we've forgotten. Pillars of the temple may seem separate, but they support one roof if you're really checking it. All of our slaughters, only our daughters, only ourselves in the war that we fought with. All corrupt laws is, we are the causes, cause we can't see that all of our daughters. Kill a couple of us, you
the devil. If you kill a couple million of them, get stripes and medals. Generals conduct the great death symphony played in the key of hate by musicians with no rhythm but offbeat killing. Hear the harmonies, the screams of young women, but they're not important, they're just orphans. How can that be if they're all at our doors? They're not important, they're just orphans. How can that be if they're all at our doors? Kids in Iraq, yours are my children. Kids in Iran, yours are my children. Afghanistan, yours are my children. Even Sudan, yours are my children. Kids in Brazil, yours are my children. Police drive by the favela and just kill them. Kids in Brazil, yours are my children. Police drive by the favela and just kill them. Divided, so no one that we could side of all the garner, stupid violence, all the fauna, stupid tyrants. The blood of our defiance, of the laws of natural science would have subsided, and died of death. I had no hiding left, instead it provided the horse to ride onto the ride of death. We're enlightened, but we don't know right from left, cause we're so frightened, it's like we're blinded to the sight of death. For all our writing, only writing on the doors of death. We're only fighting for the right to resort to theft. We're still the air if we could, as if we're short of breath. Only if we're sure that it would have the cause and effect. If some part of us good, tell me where it's kept. Cause we're saying nothing while we're crushing like a fucking pest. If you discuss it, everybody's turning fucking deaf. Look down at your kids, what if they were next? Kids in Iraq, yours are my children. Kids in Iran, yours are my children. Afghanistan, yours are my children. Even Sudan, yours are my children. Kids in Brazil, yours are my children. Police drive by the favela and just kill them. Kids in Brazil, yours are my children. Police drive by the favela and just kill them. Kids in Iraq, yours are my children. Kids in Iran, yours are my children. Afghanistan, yours are my children. Even Sudan, yours are my children. Kids in Brazil, yours are my children. Police drive by the favela and just kill them.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
Songs and melodies change and change and sway, but they still stay the same. The songs that we sung when the dark days come are the songs that we sung when we chased them away. If I ever found a pot of gold, I'd buy bottles untold of the nectar of the vines. Cause I'm gonna die with a twinkle in my eye, cause I sang songs, spun stories, love, laughed and drank wine. Tomorrow is another day. The cats are out to play, to play. That old dusty spaceship wants to sail into the Milky Way again on a river of red, red wine. Run. Run, 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 run. Let's have some fun, 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 fun. We'll drink, 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 drink. A toast to the sun, 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 sun. Drink, drink, drink.
Right, Rob's exact words just then were, for anyone who was listening on the webcam, we love that song. And if you were watching on the webcam, then you could probably gather. And what they might not be entirely sure of is that I've actually videoed all of that. So if you missed it, just stay tuned to my YouTube channel later.
Excellent stuff.
Right. So, you are listening to Curveballs on Phoenix FM with me, Nick Field, and not some lunatics that I've just invited in off the street. They're actually called Soma Rising. They're actually quite a good band. And we've just heard two musical choices of them. The first one was Akala and... Akala. And a track called Yours Are My Children. There were some minor obscenities in that record, for which we apologise.
No. Oh, we're really sorry.
I apologise.
We did not really.
And,
so many words to know.
And the track that you just heard was by the Cat Empire and a track entitled The Wine Song. Tell us about what Cat Empire mean to you.
Well, they are. That is without a doubt the greatest song to drink to in the entire universe.
Oh, yes.
It's really, that's all it means to us, that song. There are some brilliant tracks there by the Cat Empire.
The Cat Empire are so much more than drinking. Like, they mix reggae, ska, jazz, Cuban music, so many different kinds of genres that you would never normally find together.
It's a really eclectically...
that's the thing.
Nice,
when we put our massive fusion stuff together, it's a lot more eclectic than their outcome, which is a lot more of a tied together project.
Ours is everywhere.
Yeah, pretty much, Paul. Ours is everywhere.
Yeah, whereas the Cat Empire managed to rein it in quite a lot.
Reining it in. That is the key to success in the music industry. Rein it in.
So we're screwed in. Because we just
more, push more or less. More or less.
Say again?
We will never rein anything in, realistically.
We've got quite an interesting thing going on. Anyway, so.
It's a wonder you managed to rein yourselves in just then.
Yes, it is.
Right.
We're not drunk. Just in case, because you seem to be giving us...
You're making it sound like we're trying to cover something up when we're... like, you're being over-defensive.
We don't love heroin, sorry.
No, I'm sure you don't. We promote...
It's a... reasonable.
We promote that kind of guitarist.
We promote responsible use of leisure time here on Phoenix FM.
I was going to be honest. I thought you were saying we promote responsible use of heroin. No, you don't.
No, you don't. No, responsible use of leisure time in which heroin is not involved. Please. Right. Okay, we're going to listen to a song of yours next. It could be another track off the CD. It can be a track with your instruments. What would you like?
Should we play? Okay, we're going to grab our instruments and play a song called Chemical Love. Give us 2 seconds to just pick them up again.
I'll do a quick running commentary on here. Rob is going over to get his guitar from the other side of the room. Paul is sitting on his drums. And what's that, Mike? I am passing some water to Mike.
That's true. This is happening.
Because he is very...
I'll show it to the webcam. Hang on.
He is very thirsty after all that dancing.
That was a fair bit of dancing. I do apologise if anybody was offended by our dancing. We are known to...
not be that good.
I was going to say, have a rigorous dance style that is quite unorthodox.
That works.
Okay, well, we're going to play... this is going to be our last session track, and it's a song called Chemical Love.
On the new album as well.
It is going to be on the new album, and... Yeah, that's pretty much it. Are you guys ready? By the way, we're going to skip out the last chorus. I hate to say this on live and everything, but you know that last section? We don't want to do that. We're going to end with the seventh chord.
Okay.
I hope you all look forward to that ending on the seventh chord, everybody. There.
But it also keeps something in store, a surprise for you later when you come to one of our gigs, yes?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Of course. We're leaving this song on a cliffhanger, as it were.
Tune in next week.
Play the song. Yes.
Okay, Paul, calm down.
Are you ready yet?
3, 4.
As I look into your eyes that resemble crystals that shine, a touch on my lips takes control of my mind. Preserve and realise the potential of passion. Conserve it and ensure your sequential and ration. So what would you prefer? A quick blurb burst on a venture together to create your own universe. We merely managed to make the night memorable. Was this love ever anything more than chemical? This night over before it had begun. All the times that we walked, I wish we would have run. But maybe there'd be more mystical moments, and the gate on your heart could have stayed open. It may be locked, but I possess the key. We'll repeat the night between you and me.
We are free.
Chemical love, everybody. Continued. Chemical love.
Excellent. Excellent. That is Soma Rising and Chemical Love live in the studio here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. Rob is one of the only people ever to have been nowhere near the microphone but still sending the sound levels mad, so...
Well, you would be surprised. I once put a guitar through a roof when the roof was far, far away.
If there had been a roof near your guitar just then, it would probably have gone
Without
through it as well.
Without a shadow of a doubt. That's apparently my thing these days.
Clearly. you were teasing people about seeing more of that song at gigs. Where can people next see you playing live?
We don't actually have any gigs booked. We might have a house party gig at some point in the near future, which I am actually just telling my band's names now, and they're pulling really happy. This is a fun idea.
Let's do that.
Oh God, my mum's listening. Never mind.
You're all invited.
Is that mine? We'll just go around mine.
We'll put the drum kit in Robbie's mum's bedroom and then
everybody naked and loads of butter.
No need to use the toilet. We've got a window.
In all seriousness, we don't actually have any gigs booked.
But we will be booking up at Chinnery's probably during August.
Yeah, really, the best bet, if you do ever want to see us play, is to check out our Facebook, as I've said before, because we update it regularly with gigs and such forth. I've given you the Facebook address, but one more time, it's facebook.com/SomaRising, S-O-M-A, Rising.
For anyone who doesn't know, because we've sort of assumed an average level of intelligence of our listeners, to spell Rising, R-I-S-I-N-G. Okay.
Just in case anybody is unsure.
So, in total, that is S-O-M-A-R-I-S-I-N-G. And there
I
is a
really,
space
really
in the middle.
I really hope that you would missay that. Typo. Verbal typo? What's the word for that? Is there a word?
No, I know a verbal autocorrect.
So,
like, you're trying to say to your mum, for example, oh, I'm going out shopping, but you say I'm going out slopping.
I see. Anyway.
Fair dues. I'm going to say hi to Sofa Sessions, who's joined us online, who have said that they really dig that last tune. So
awesome.
Thanks,
well,
Sofa
we
Sessions.
Dig you, Sofa Thank Sessions. You.
To be fair, there's little I love more than sofas. And Sessions are also top notch. So
both of those things.
Everything that guy has going on, I like.
Indeed.
If that's your name,
we love you.
That's a good name. I assume you were raised by
the album. Sofa Sessions.
I don't think we've recorded a single bit of that album on a sofa.
Next album.
Cool.
Sitting on a sofa.
We're coming for you, Sofa Sessions, and your wonderful name. Ooh, that alliteration.
Indeed. We're going to listen to one more musical choice of yours. What's it going to be?
Oh, I think we've run out of them.
Spongle.
No. Scroogius Pip.
All right, Scroogius Pip.
What's the name of the track?
The Beat That My Heart Skipped.
The Beat That My Heart Skipped. It's a wonderful track.
You might want to skip the intro, though.
Righto. We're just currently looking this up at the moment. While we're doing this, do you have any shout-outs that you want to do, gents?
Happy birthday, Dad!
Happy birthday, Andrew's dad. You've been a big inspiration to the band, and I think...
He's old.
How old is your dad now? Not that you were to say it on national radio.
He's only 30.
Oh, okay, fair enough. There is a webcam there. So, happy birthday, your dad. Hi, Mum. If you're listening, I'm really sorry about mentioning the whole band house party thing.
But it's going to happen.
I thought we'd covered it up pretty well.
Had we? Oh, Christ, I shouldn't have brought it up again. Sleep
in the attic.
Yeah. We have no attic anymore.
Basement.
After the last party.
She hasn't been up there to find out yet.
Shout out to Dave. Dave again. Dave's great.
What about FFS?
FFS. Everybody that is a member of Fight for Shoes.
But by the way, we do not encourage anyone to fight for shoes. It's a metaphor for finding yourself and your innocence. It's not really.
It's just
shoes.
It's a religion.
But there's no violence involved. It's a hippie community trying to be ironic, I think would be the best summary. But we love them.
You have that perplexed look on your face once more.
That's a, everything we've said tonight has garnished that look.
And also the majority of our actions.
Welcome to our world.
Glad the webcam wasn't faced my way. I'm not going to do
me
it.
Me too.
Can be.
But there was something explicit about it.
Yes.
Here's Scroobius Pip. Explicit. Sound of Daniel Sack versus Scroobius Pip and the beat that my heart skipped here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM, and it was the final choice of my guest tonight, Soma Rising, who have been suitably random and suitably entertaining tonight. So thank you for joining us tonight, gentlemen.
I do apologise before we go for our odd spontaneous behaviour of sorts, but I like to think that it sums us up as people.
I personally apologise for nothing.
Just remind us where people can go to find out more about Soma Rising.
Google the words Soma Rising, S-O-M-A Rising. I don't want to say the word Facebook anymore, except for that one time.
Facebook.
Ah, oh, damn it.
Ruin everything he tries to do.
Yeah, check us out online.
Indeed. I think it's very safe to say that the future starts here. Soma Rising, thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having
thank
us.
You.
Thank
been
you.
A pleasure.
We love you.
Love you all.
You are most welcome, gents.